This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Three community health centers in Missouri are getting new funding from the federal government. The grants announced yesterday aim to help expand care for the medically underserved. KBIA's Jacob Finston has more.
The clinic here in Montauk County is getting $650,000. The grant is part of the Affordable Care Act, which originally set aside a total of $11 billion to expand the role of community health centers.
Community health centers are really some of the best things about our healthcare system. They serve people regardless of ability to pay. They don't turn anyone away.
Jay Angoff is the regional director of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He was in California, Missouri to announce the funding.
Mark, congratulations.
He says more than 20 million Americans depend on clinics like this one.
Population of the country is about 300 million, so that's 1 out of 15, 1 out of 16 people get their care at community health centers.
The clinic here in California currently offers only dental care, but with a new grant, it will expand to offer primary care as well. Mark Conover is the chief operations officer here. He says 70% of patients are underinsured. They have Medicaid or no insurance at all.
Every community needs a health safety net provider, and they shouldn't have to drive 22 miles to Jefferson City to receive those services.
Okay, one of the things we have is as a high Hispanic population here, we have a Cargill turkey processing plant.
That's Daryl King. He was part of the steering committee that helped get this clinic off the ground. He says Montauk County also has a large elderly population.
And we don't have public transportation like they do in the cities. So they either had to impose upon their neighbor or their family.
Nationwide, 219 facilities were awarded grants to expand community health centers. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.
The U.S. Senate has voted against a resolution that would have eliminated EPA limits on mercury and other air pollutants from power plants. As Veronique LaCapra reports from St. Louis, the two U.S. senators from Missouri were divided on the issue.
The resolution would have struck down the mercury and air toxic standards set by the EPA in December. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill voted to keep the standards in place, while Republican Senator Roy Blunt voted to eliminate them. Blunt called the EPA regulation an attack on coal and coal-based utilities that Missourians would end up paying for.
A 23% increase on your utility bill by 2016. The estimates are that by 2020, we'll lose 76,000 jobs because of that increase in utility rates.
Missouri gets about 80% of its electricity from coal. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A Columbia nonprofit after-school youth program is getting praise for increases in performance. The program, Moving Ahead, was a focus at a recent Columbia Housing Authority meeting. KBIA's Andrew Yost has this.
The Moving Ahead program aims to nurture resiliency to substance abuse and gang involvement in Columbia's youth. Along with doubling their enrollment and receiving its state's licensing this year, teacher reports from April indicate impressive academic performance from the students. CEO of Columbia Housing Authority, Phil Steinhaus, says he attributes the program's success to a grant they received from the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
That's a 5-year grant that helps strengthen after-school programs and build partnerships with the schools.
The teacher reports indicated increased levels of reading and mathematics capabilities in addition to increases in attendance and discipline behavior. Andrew Yost, KBIA News.
Two historic Columbia homes are saved from demolition for now. The North Central Neighborhood Association successfully appealed to Boone County Family Resources to postpone a planned demolition for two St. Joseph Street houses. North Village neighborhood residents concerned about maintaining the historic value of the neighborhood met with Boone County Family Resources Board of Directors last night. Boone County Family Resources is considering turning the houses into disabled accessible homes. One of two Northwest Missouri state parks that were submerged during last year's major flooding has partially reopened. Lewis and Clark State Park near St. Joseph is open to day use, while the beach and campground remain closed. Big Lake State Park near the Nebraska border remains completely closed, as major repairs haven't begun yet. Bill Bryan is superintendent for all of Missouri's state parks.
The flooding just destroyed the basic infrastructure serving the park in addition to the structures that were there. So we're having to develop water system, sewer system, electric system.
Brian also says hundreds of dead and dying trees will have to be removed from both parks. He estimates that Lewis and Clark State Park should be 100% open by Memorial Day next year. A group of young Columbia entrepreneurs has been accepted into a selective training program in California where some of the biggest names in the tech industry have trained. KBIA's Scott Pham has more.
The Columbia-based tech company Zapier is less than 1 year old, but it's already caught the attention of Silicon Valley. Co-founder Wade Foster says Zapier is a web app that ties together services from other web apps.
And what that really means is you can basically take data from those web apps that you're already using and push them to something else. If you want to get notifications on your phone when someone buys something from you on PayPal, you can do that. And it's like super easy for anyone. I think my mom could probably be able to set it up.
In late April, Zapier was accepted into the Y Combinator. It's been called Silicon Valley's most prestigious startup incubator. It brings the founders to Northern California and provides them with seed capital, mentorship, connections, and eventually a chance at real venture capital funding. Many well-known and profitable companies have gone through the three-month program. Dropbox, Airbnb, and Reddit.com are all alumni. Foster says that while Columbia was a great place to get his start, he had concerns about the future of his company here.
The talent pool, while the people that are there are really good, it's just small. So when it comes to scaling, you know, if we had to hire like 10 web developers who are at least familiar with our stack, it would be a challenge for us.
Foster isn't sure if they'll stay in California or bring the operation back home once the summer program ends. Scott Pham, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.